Kuftes. Okay? Take a look, if you will, in Sif Kuftes, Sif Aleph. Chaticha she'en eruhi l'skavet she'nesav v'acheres midrash, you know? Yavesh b'yavesh. Okay? Chad b'trei botel. U'mutel le'ochlum odom echad kol achas b'fnei atzva. It's the Rashba Shita. Le'ochlum shloshton ki'achas. This is the Rashba against whom? Against the Rosh. The Rosh didn't make the cut. Did not make it to the Mechavet. Maybe it pays, yes, the Ramot, but Al doesn't make it at all. Second day, v'yesh mishomer. Osa le'ochlum odom echad afilu who said that? Tosfos. I both said, look at that Kufa Manal from Tosfos. The one that's signed the Testament base by Gina Nosh, it says, the bottom of Uba, very shiny. Tina Shah Lubel, the bottom of Uba. But they say, no, it's willingness, Kachdika, willingness, coming, it's not. Says Tosfos.
What
do you want to say? Beria. The Dovah Shah Lubel, Kachdika, coming. Bottle brew, if it is a bottle and lecker, can the mash rubber umiu? Shemalachad gavra hoya osu. Posh of Shah means it's osu the grab bottle. Posh of Shah. This is the most common the Gashita printed that we have, printed in our Masechta, which means you have a Rosh, it's matter all three together. You have a Rashba, which whose matir three, one after the other. Each time one of them, you think the other one's amazing. But that's a Shah post of Rashba at length. Whatever you want, you eat A, so you say A is the mutter, and B is C is Asr, and B is C, A, and C is Asr, and C, A, and B were one of them as Asr, and each one's okay, but you eat three together, you're not allowed to do it. And then the Torah says you can't even eat one A, and then B, and then C, but they're Rabbanan, presumably. Yeah. We'll see in a minute, there's a fourth Shita, I should mention it now, that is the Tosfos writ in the Sefer Baba Basra. He suggests that it's Asr Midda Oraisa. Wow. Because if one person not even having it at all, we'll try to come back to that a little bit later. Okay. Now take a look over here in the Shach, in Simon Kuftes, Sid Koton, Yud Beis. Yud Beis. It's also the Maharam in Wittenberg, it threw one out. That's a Chumrah, that's for sure, it's a Tzaddik. I'm not even discussing that. Okay. This is the Sarah Bimino. Our Shalom Bimino of Ein Makiro. That stuff was a rare case. Lo Bimino, Ein Makiro. Yom HaKira, it's smithereens. Okay, can't tell. I feel the Yavish, B'Yavish, Sarech, Shishim, Ben Chilek, B'chol Zeh, Ben Yisrael, Ben Rabbana, Ben Doraisa. We'll see later, not everyone agrees to that either. The Ramah and Sifalv. The Ramah and Sifalv. Nasif Beis, Aleh Sif, almost finished. Yavish, B'Yavish, B'Yavish, Shen is Batel, Chad B'Trei, in Bishlan, Kulon Ki Echad, Afilu lechol kolecha b'fneiat. So also, it means shem shishim. It should rote b'nos and tav and lebechatichas. Yeah, of course we understand why this is true. It should be obvious to us why it is true. The Gaon says in context, Rashba, kishitaso shetav behetem b'shem to kolecha namin and zuzel heter. Mashenk and kashin os and tav b'kulam. Afemino tzol b'komakom chashishim d'rabonam. Yeah, the logic doesn't fit. Once you cook them all together, why not? Because right now is no issa. Right now you can eat them each one separately. So it's not considered to be an issa. We don't apply the principle of ein mevatel issa lechatchila. Says the Shach. Says the Shach, what happened to our discussion from a few minutes ago? No, the lo, no, no. He says as follows: the Rashba says b'shteik, the Rashba b'shteik teirus shari. Says the Shach, that's only when no da for this patam and ator v'gam and rabban and barov. The Rashba and Yachad also mishum shechaz or yisum and sarav meheter reyuk shari suma and vlo. The Rashba says beferish osur mid the rabban hilchach. Koshin is bashal v'shtei kederis, l'chaz l'dios k'shari suman of olim, v'sho shachol kol keder, keder v'shbashal bo, ani yom ha'isu v'keder ha'cheres, mutter, v'valdik. Amo, last line, shalo noda hataruvis, toz lo nizbatlis a'klal, v'yosem in ha'torah, the atle b'shas ha'bish noda hataruvis, Ken al kol kederish lama shema heisa b'zu. Sfeka daraisa l'chumra. Asa l'chulei alma. Whoa. Shachas shtak machmer in a case of lo noda hataruvis. So right, the shachas of kot yud beis. Okay. Does everyone agree to this as a daraisa? What does the prima godim say about this? What does he say? It says this is over here. It's a din daraisa. Does everyone agree that it's a daraisa? Well, according to the prima godim, not everyone agrees that it's a daraisa. There may be someone who's disagreeing and say that if it's low noda, again, the rabbi doesn't often know that to begin with. But even if it's a case of low noda, maybe it would be only midrabbanan. Who says so? Mi amar? That's only midrabbanan in such a case. Let's take a look and see a good source for this. That's only midrabbanan. We don't know where it comes from. Do we or don't we? Who says it's midrabbanan? Who says it's midrabbanan? So if you look carefully in the pre-begadim, who says this follows? Take a look. Minchas Yaakov says, two questions. One, Ata shenoda yisra afshet in yavish bi yavish hava, mag derachat or shtek ederis, mash lo noda ben Torah, uver rush lo beis yosef, mash mit lo noda ben derabon, and you're in shom. Let's be my in shom. Let's be my in shom. Yeah, we know what the rush is. The very beginning of Simon, Lamed Zayin. Take a look, please. Take a look, please. Look, give a look. It says, with Rabbanan Echmir, the last line on page Kuf Sama Dala, B'min B'mino, Hekaz and Espash, Yachad Korosh and Noda Taravaso, Bonikra, Adayan Lav Shem Hetla, Tzvich Lashishim, etc., etc., etc. Oh, I see, it's Rabbanan. Said the Yad Yehuda, Samach Tes, Samach Gimel, Zayin, at the beginning, you get the Marma Korosh, Tos Godo, I think he's right. But here's talking about Min Bimino. That's why it's the Rabbana. Other than that, it'll be a Doraisa. Is there anybody who says the Rabbana Beferish? Yes. The Chavaz Da says so. Chavaz Da says in a one-liner, tucked away in the middle of nowhere. I think I'll show you the Chavaz Da. He does say it's the Rabbana. Give a look, if you will, in Simit Tzadik Ches, Sivkot and Gimel. It's a long Sivkot. But it's a one-liner over here in the middle of a long piece. Sali Ches of Kon Gimel Chavaz Das.
What did he say as well? The
Rush
is talking about.
The Rush is because it's Min Bimino. That's why it's Rabbana. But if it were not for that, I mean, Eno Mino, then Lo Noda would be a Daraisa. Long Chavaz Das of Kot Gimel. He might in a passing line he says as follows. Kitzur Nimitz, he says Beferish that it is a din derabbanan. Oh, here it is Beferish. Quote Yisavet Aruch, Shach quotes it here. Akash in his battle, in also has seen his time. Af Yisavet Aruch, Mechabe Noda, Lelo Noda, oh, Nira the Hainim of the Rabbanan. Dimit the Rice, Nira the Vada, then Chiluk. It's a Beferish of Chavaz Das. But let me tell you right now in advance, this Chavaz Das is part of a long Chavaz Das going against the Shach. Against the Shach of Kot Vav, the famous Shach of Ktzad Ches Vav. If you feel it, it has to be the Raisa and the Ramah against the Ramah, keep that in mind. I'm going to come back in a minute to see how that's relevant to us. Fine. But the Prima Godim, the Tos Godel, says the Yadu. I thought it was right that it's the Rabbanah because it's Min Bimino. Otherwise, it would have been a Daraisa. Pashup Shah in the Rush, that's what I thought. But again, I'm just telling you what it says in the Poskim. Let's go on a little bit further. We have this, I'm opening for the first time today, Megillah Sefer. What's special? The last page of the whole Sefer. Except for the appendix, which is, you know, Page Resh Mem Beis. Literally the last page in Siman Kuf Tes, where he suggests a problem. He says, you know, Gevalt, Kodem Shnorat HaRuvas, Lochal Klal HaBitl, V'nimtza Sha'ochel HaSat HaRuvas, Rak HaKach Noda Ve'Yisr, Ochel Achilas Yisr V'Shogeh. Rabbi Matoma, relying on the factories with the fish, up, Gevalt. And what's worse is, you'll never find out. Your whole life, you go through your mind. You know, we asked me yesterday if you clap the Oshamas, you add all the Oshamas of the Chayotim. Yeah. Achalim Acholas Asur, some of them. Torah Asur. What? You don't even know about it. Because it's something isn't somewhere. You never knew about it. No one ever knew about it. The whole, only on the own of you knows. No one else knows about it. And you're 120, they'll come to you. What? I didn't know anything about it. Was it bottle? No, it wasn't bottle. Because they don't know that they're Ovis. Come out! He wants to say, he admits it's not with the Pashup Shad in the words. No, Bittel Schal before Noda Tarovis. But Bishar Shadoda Tarovis, Isa Mechosa Veneer. So I've learned the Nidon Mechoda Shemadai Bittel Barova Bubutokfo. Therefore, Mashadecha Kodjon Tarovis, Hoya Shal Heter, Kemen Shere Rov Shal Heter Kinega the Isser. So Bishar Shadoda doesn't help. Therefore, you don't have to tshuva, you have this Bittel Barova. Everything is fine and dandy. Nafkamina. Pesach. No other Pesach. Shinis Arab Mashu Chavetz. Call the Pesach. So we are making. Frank the Kasha. Don't know the Terovitz before Pesach. And therefore Pesach is no Bitla Pesach. They say, no. The Bitla really was before Pesach. Even though we didn't know about it. I say, close the veneer. No. The famous line. What is called there? Shilu Mitziuti. Bishar Shinoda, he had more stuff, as the Rosh said. He had nothing changed except the din. Maybe that's the Shua al Tazayda meant, but the Al Unicorns. This is the last page of the beautiful Zayda page, Reish Mem Beis. I think it's a very beautiful word. It's, you know, our conscience can be a little more clear based upon this Likud. Fine. Out of Kasha, why the Rosh was not mentioned anywhere in the Mechaber, in Sif Aleph, nor in the Rambam, in Sif Aleph. And in Sif Beis, when the Mechaber quotes the Rashba, he says you can't cook them together. Here also the Rambam wakes up. V'yesh omrim, d'yivnoda, ha-taruvas, konosh in his bash lo b'yachad, ha-kol shari. Then chosem in his sorah, b'yachash in his bat lo b'yobish. This is, of course, we know comes from the Rosh. Right, this is what it comes from the Rush. Beferish on the side says it comes from the Rush. So where was the Ramah and Sifal? Why shouldn't he mention the Rush over there? But a whole pilpul. Maybe he meant it. But then he called me the Torah Schatas. He didn't mean it. I rather think this is a question because the answer. I think the question is better than the answers. Some try different various answers, which are not so satisfactory. We'll leave it. We'll leave it at that. I'm sorry. You are correct. The Dr. Moshe does mention the Rush, but he doesn't mention it at all. What can I say? I'm just letting you know. Now the Tosus Rid, Rabbi Osai, the Tosus Rid, as I mentioned earlier, says it's a din d'oraisa over here, that one person out of all few, even one after the other. The Prima Godin, at the very beginning, says it's impossible. Why? At the very beginning. First words of the Mishnah also, the Achri Rabbi Mahamal and Sanhedrin Yafina, the Koli Suin Gamkein, Tazina Basaruba. Mashakos of the Chmir Sholef Basachas, Tasa Rashba, Ubidi Rabbananu, Ubina Torah Mod the Rashba, the Mutu Lech of Basachas. How do you know? Teda, the Belach Bemino, Kulama Modi, the Minat Torah, Baruba Sagi, Rabbana Binishishim. The Tosrid didn't notice. No, I said the Prima Godim is the Shitoso. He holds that the whole Heter, Balach Balach, is based on Achir Abahad. So we had a whole Shia at the very beginning, way back by Tom Kiko Mamish, way back, the very beginning. No. But we're holding the Erev Erev Yom Kippur. The source, I thought, Balach Balach is Dama Porva Dama Sar, only by Korbanus, and therefore the By non-karbonis, it would be batel berov. That's balach balach. But if the yavish be yavish, and one person eats all three of them, maybe it's asim b'daraisa, the tosis rid. So the prima donna's raya thought was not a raya based upon that extra chiddush. Fine.
Which
prima donna? The opening lines of Mishpat Zozov, Shimon Kuftes. The very first eight lines I read to you, he says, only the rabbon and the rashba, and brought a raya from lach balach. Right. So he is the shitosa, it's all based on achir amas, it's all the same. But we thought lach balach is a different word from dama parva dama sur. Ad kan. Narab Osai is the lashon of a shuvas harashba. No, we'll get that later. Torah Savayis. Torah Savayis, Rabbi Osai, there's a big problem what he meant. And this problem is not raised by me, by the Prima Gaon in his introduction. Take a look, please, in Chelek Gimel of the Shara Taruvas. Introduction to the Taruvas, please. Chelek Gimel, Perekei, V'achar Ha'iyun. Okay, so next to the last paragraph. Here is as follows. Olam Roar Lo Sublei Lal Stiris Divi Raj B'Torah Sabai Zaruch His Lovi Omar Divi Ovesh Ev Shalomar Lo Zehu Ha'isur V'chule Mashma De Lach Havi Ochel B'Yach. The reason why Lach B'Lach we record Shishim is an independent Isur eating all together. V'chakach Omar De Min Mino Otowe No Mino. Give a totally different reason. A Stir Minei Obey within the Rashba. Says the Prima Gona. Al medak the kain tevira the hachi kama the vaday b'shishim itiru b'lach av shochel biyachad. Why? Kevin she neva tamo kol kach meod semiuto. The Rambam's lashon she shishim lo gazru av a beruba gazru v'zeh she kosev b'mino kevin she roli ten tam be'eno mino. How did Prima Gaon understand the apparent contradiction in the Rashi? Have two separate answers. Really, the first answer is the real answer. It's a problem because of Ochel Biyacha. In fact, the Prima Gaon, Rashi himself, that the Shishim should also be a problem. No! You see, from Eino Mino, that Shishim is both of the also Miyuto, twice of Miyuto. So according to the Prima Gaon, the Ikan and Rashi is the first reason that we say what? That the Lach Polach is because you are eating all together, that's why it's Aser. You are eating all together, that's why it's Mutter. And the whole idea of Otto and Amino is just to explain why the Shiur of Shish. That's how he understands. Okay, that's how he understands. However, Rabbi Osai, not even agrees with this Prima Gaon. The Sefer Megillah Sefer, the last page of Reish Lamed Beis. Turn back a couple of pages. Page Reish Lamed Tes. He says, he quotes this, the Kuda, but he quotes other poskim. Disagree, more recent Poskim, disagree with the Prima Gaon and have a different understanding of the Lashon of the Rashba as follows. He quotes two of them, and the two are, although they're going along the same lines, there's a big difference between them. The first is the Shara Yashar of Shimon Shkop. We don't usually quote him in Shir now, Yoredeya. Yeah, but he quotes him. He didn't like this, the Prima Gaon didn't like it. Didn't like it. His whole thing, he just didn't like it. Everyone else learned the quantum beginning of the Sefer, Yisr Chodesh al Achilim Rasachas, like Shnei Shvilim, as the Vilna Gaon quoted that example. And that's the reason that Balach, they require Shishim, B'min, B'mino, because after you eat, it's all Rasachas, right? That's the real reason. And the only idea of B'mino, you know, B'mino just threw that in to tell you why 60 is a cutoff. He doesn't like it. He has another amazing pshat, Shari Yosha. That doesn't sound like any Russian Rashi. New pshat. You saw the Yisra Balach, who gzeira ot l'shen amino. That's the standard pshat. But the Rosh has a long arichas to show that once the Tarovus is mutter b'yavish, can have a b'vasachas, he should make an gzeira to ask him in your b'vashel b'nielach. Plomatzina dvar mutter shetziro yeh osur. So quote to the Rosh, you can... Once it's known that you can let it cook it together, etc., etc. V'neged tan azusha l'rosh v'schak mul chazal. A very interesting pshat. Chazal gone against the rush. I mean, as the title of the rush, as I mean, before the rush. Less or gam biyom mish bevasachas b'shvil she'osuk shemevashu v'nielach. Only the Chazal made it osur to eat pavasachas at the Rashba in order to make sure it's the miyasim when you cook it together. If that's the case, the Rashba agrees to the Rosh, the Gzeres Chazal, the Min Bimino, Oto Shein Amino. That's what the Rosh said. And she gather at Takanu, she also lechol as hakol pavasachas, gam biyovesh, vayedei zeh, gam she nizbashim, nialach, hataruvas asur mishem zeh. This answers the Sirin Lashon of the Rashba. Says the Rav Shari Yosher, the Rashba will agree, b'yisur v'she'ena b'yisur achil l'kamuksa v'chayotze b'zeh, she'en yisur l'shtamish v'leonis b'vasaras, the gam l'fi ha-Rashba, and because they're din, rak b'yisur kodem, kohen, it would be us, shnei shvilim. No, b'yisur achila, they rafsul digs are otan she'en amino, fine, also it's true under this ma'alach, that shishim will work, gam b'yomish, lo chavam b'yot, but the lach, those things because of the lach, so it's Shari Yosher. The Yad Yehuda, also assumes that way. No, he's a chodesh of shnei shvilim. No, but he throws a different shot. A different shot. He says it's based upon the Ran. It's open to the Ran. A fascinating deal the Yehuda has in the lashon of the Ran. He's open to the Ran, if you don't mind. Open to the Ran. Take a look, please, on the Ran. I think it's page Kuf Dalet, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see if I got the right page. Open to the Ran, please. Kuf Dal. Give a look, please, in the Ran Kuf Dal. He quotes an unbelievable Ravid. The Ravid says that Batel Barov means Beshishim. That's unbelievable.
Doesn't
Rashi say that? They quote the Rashi all that way. I don't want to go argue, say something Ramos away. But the Beferish is the right. But Rob doesn't, he quotes something, Kuf Dal at the bottom right. Raven's battle Beruva means, does the Ramana Mamish? No, means Shisha. Baloni Hira, Ruba means a robe. Come on. What's Raila Dover? Yavish be Yavish, Midrabana Chabash Bottle, or Mamba Mitzia. That proves it. Fine. If you look at the very bottom of this, of the second, the first column, he says, "Mir Kosovar Arava Meno Aaron Halevi." Kosher this battle chab betray kem to lechol kolechad biyachad b'shniyatz and mutter in bolavash and kiyachad marba lein kidei shir shishim umavash and lechatchila. Shuvah is lechatchilecha kem she kolechad b'shniyatz and mutter ain't kan iser. Come to that a little bit later. Not a line I want to quote over here. Oh, writes as follows. This concept of shishim, which the Ravid introduced over here, he says, doesn't make any sense. The previous paragraph, he says, v'yavish b'yavish, kevin sha'isir over b'yatzno, u'bidinach ha'vashay batal, ha'chinami batal ben rabbanan. Why the sheer shishim lo shayach ha'chaklal, to lo mevatal time b'achi. It's separate. Shit doesn't make any sense. Says Yad Yehuda, we read into this rap, we'd love to ask the b'shishim. Just can't do it. We'd love to. We can't do it because it makes no sense. We'd love to do it b'yomish. Just makes no sense. So they made a gzera, not eat them together. That's instead of the equivalent of the gzera shishim when it comes to lach. And it's all our chaka. Because the mimish and the mina v'lach, this is the case. Shishim will not work by yavesh, because the whole concept doesn't work. No shishim by yavesh. It was based upon this lashon of the Ran, different than the shara we have according to the shara yosh. Ad kana bosa. These are alternates to the pre-begonis understanding of the Torah's avayis. Fine. Keep a look at Pischei Shuva, Simon Kuf Tes of Cotton Alf. We're moving right along. Pischei Shuva, please. Siv Katan Aleph. If you don't mind, give a look. Pischei Tshuva Siv Katan Aleph. What's there? Something quite interesting. Kuf Tes Siv Katan Aleph. Give a look. He says as follows. Chinuch Beis Yehuda Chog al chocha mechad shepirish divri hashach sekonvav shekos al chad betrei botol kloma barov vafilu leka rov ele bahanach shtrei shem tani ben ha'yisun. What will happen? You have A, B, and C. C is bigger than both A and B together. So it won't work. It won't work. The Waslova the Hashta, the Hashtecha Tikas Biyachad Hei Mektanim, Min Yisav Alecha Lerov Minyin. The Hashtecha Tikas Neganechav Lerov Binyin. Does it work or not? Afilu Hachi Bot. So the Chokha Mecha said, it's still Bot. There's a Chazanish, only follow Minyin. Binyin is irrelevant. Who's our Cholik? Olav Lepirish, the Waslova the Hanach Trey, Yesh Rov Binyin, Sheshnaim Yosef Dolem Min Ha'echad, Elden Sarah Kefel, etc. Is that? The kids what the Shach meant is Sifkodvav. The Shach is impossible to know what he really meant. But it doesn't matter. It's a machlok, it's the only aposkim, what the truth is. All right? Again, let's beat the case. You have three pieces. Two together are smaller than the third. Fine. Once again, I will open this beautiful sefer called the Megillah Sefer. Pull them out again. He discusses it at some length on page Reish Lamed Zayin, going backwards. We saw in Reish Mef Beis, we got to Reish Lamed Tes, we're going to Reish Lamed Zayin. How far back we're going to go? It started the previous page, Reish Lamed Vav. That's where Kuf Tes begins. He says he thinks this shaila is an interesting shaila. He wants to bring a raya to the Chazon Ish, who says that it all depends upon minyan. Minyan is irrelevant because where does Bittul B'Yavish come from? Called the Porish, we did call the Porish. Called the parash, but the parash is only a function of minyan, not binyan. Teshach anuyus, I don't care what's being sold in each place. How's he know? Kofetz echem an anuyus, but we see it above the base. What happens? One animal jumped, which was already past the turnstile. We're reading it in Yom Kippur, we're going to say it in Rosh Hashanah. Over from the funnel of Yuvnei Morom, they pass single file through the turnstile of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they pass single file by the Maisa Behem. One guy went to jump back in again. What happens to you in Yom Kippur? Don't worry about it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't. Can't jump back in again. You're through. I guess it's for better if you already got, if you got through, okay, Rosh Hashanah, you want to go through a second time. Let's hope. But in a herd of cattle, it's an imperfect system. Jump back in again. Frecht the Tarsus and the Sheet of Kubes over there. That's a bottle of a rove. If you schive a kul the Meiser. Sheet of quotes from the Rosh. Meiser Torah, she has Siri Vadai, though has Siri Suffolk. So called the Porish won't work. It's still called Asiri Suffolk. Fine. Shver, he says, we're discussing here Bitl Barov, but Allah Hacharov, Mayo Shienu, Mashanova Shadinshal Halach Hacharov, who's Suffolk, Adinshal Bitl Barov, who didn't vanish, he's never let him. So Rabbi Chonis is in Kovitz Biurim, and he said, you see, at these we showed him home, then Bitl Barov, Koruch, Bidin Halach Hacharov. Look, I've been meisah behema sheyev shalod and alach acharov l'adayin echshel asiri safek yev shegamon and bitl barov esmach godol v'divri achazanish. It's all a matter of rov minyan, and the binyan is irrelevant. Again, it's 2 days of Pesach Tshuva. Sif koton aleph. Sif koton aleph.
That would also be a proof for the rush, no?
I'm sorry?
Wouldn't this also be a proof for the rush? That if it's based on
halacha
why you can eat all of it?
That like rule of kula? I don't see why it's necessarily proved. I don't see it. Okay. Now we made an earlier reference to the shach in Sifkot Yud Beis, but now there's a major problem. A major, major problem with the shach Sifkot Yud Beis. Really, big time major problem. What did he say in the shach? The very, very end. He says, if it's lo noda, then a kokaderi eshnoma shema yisum bezu have a sveka doraisa lechumra. Sveka doraisa lechumra says the Beis Meir. Tumuah b'devarav, homikomakom b'kokaderi lo havi ala min b'mino v'ruba d'atera u'mayisa doraisa yeshkan gam lach polach t'var torah min b'mino v'ruba. Pasuk against Rabbi Yehuda, paradama, paradama, soy. What's going on? A pella de geshach. What do you do with the shach? The Beis Meir said, Gevaldige Kasha, how can there possibly be a Doraisa over here? So the only answer is, not the only legitimate answer, the Beis Meir's Kasha is, we're talking about a case of Rotev, not the Chatichas themselves, rather what? The soup. He poured in water into it. That's what has to be. There seems to be no choice. Who said so? Once again, Megillah Sefer, page Reish Lamed Ches. That was a missing page. We covered, I think we got every page. It's such an important thing over here. It's a beautiful Sefer. Because over here, what's it, the Oraisa? Kavonas Hashach L'Rotev. She was the Minat Torah. Why was the Minat Torah? The Shabbos, she does so in Simon Tzadi Ches, Lovim Ches. But if you can taste it, it's the rice. You don't say Salek is the Mechaber said. I'm not going to tell that whole parsha right now. And therefore, it's a Sharla of A, the Oraisa, not the Chatichas themselves, but the Rotev, because it's actually going to be tasted. You can taste it, actually. And it's interesting, this is what we said a few minutes ago, that this question, we had a Chavas Das that suggested that, it's all the Rabbanan. He said that in the Lok Shtigl Torah, going against the Shach. That's what that's all about. But the Shach, the Shittos of this, if you learn the Shach, the Doraisa over here, the Shittos and Tzadiches Vav, that Nirgash is the Doraisa, so that way the Chavas Das is going, says it's only the Rabbanan, no Noda, but it's only going against the Shach. I thought those two go together. That we didn't say the first time around. That's the only new thing I'm saying today. Because we just didn't come up to that linkage. I can't say it one more time. The Prima Garden made a toes godel, according to the Yad Yehuda. Is there a bottom in the rush? No. It's only because it's Nindamina. But Chavas Das does say it's there a bottom. I showed it to you. I read it to you. So that's upside. Where do you get it from? It's against the logic. The answer is that the Chavis Das said it according to those who argue with the Shach. If you like the Shach, if the time is Nirgash, because we're discussing over here, it's Doraisa. What's the case of it's Doraisa? The Rotem is Doraisa. Otherwise, the Shach, these bays makes no sense. It makes man's kasha. Right? So therefore, we're suggesting that the Rotem is Doraisa, because the Shach, the Shittos, and Tzadikhes. So the Chavis Das, who said that no, the only the Rabbanon, again, what he says, the new base is Doraisa, is the Shittos of going against the Shach and Tzadikhes. That's a little extra twist I want to do. To throw in a base management Kiddush, say something new. Okay, now we have a Shut HaRashba. A Shut HaRashba, which is quoted by a number of the Poskim, Shut HaRashba, and he has something, an interesting Shoel. And the Shoel was a big Talmud Chacham. The more increases that you design the base, two Chatikas, one is Chelev, one is Shuman, Yovish B'Yovish. You want them to chayav oshem tolu. Frek the helig of the shoyl. Yizbata le'isa b'rov ha'heter. And it's potter. So he said, you know, we're talking about two identical chatichas. So the Rashi says, nah, it's a dochak. What did he say? Shema gdola shel iser. U'sh'ochal harishon shem ha'isa shel iser. Bein shochal gdola oktana. O shema shel heter. And therefore, you bring an oshem tolu. What does that mean? So on a simple level, the first, before you even start, the Siklar, from the Lush of the Shuvas of Shuvas HaRashba, and we need to, so you see, incidentally, not our topic for this, not the second, page Reish Lamed Vav, the very first page over here, it was asked the question, why Chaticha Achas Mibet Chaticha Sidin HaShem Toli, Yev Shul Tzamzeh, so the Tana should be put in the Manushach, after Mishalisa, but Taylor Rove Heter. What do you see? Depends upon what? Rove Binyan. Yeah, this Rove Binyan. The Chazanish also said, the Rav of the Milsa. He was answering the Shoel. The Shoel held that way. See, it was the Dvarav. He never really meant it. Okay, fine. But what did he answer? He answered something, but I read you the words. What do the words mean? Take a look, if you will, at Rabbi Kiva Eger, Simon Kufhe. Please look. Let's say three pshatim. Simon Kufhe, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Siftes. Here we are. He quotes the Lashon of the Rashi verbatim. I think you should look at this article because I read it only from another source. You have it right in front of you. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Kufhe, Siftes. Right. Nishal, fifth line. Chatichachas mishtei chatichas lo miyischai v'ashem tolei yisbat le'yisabrov heter heishem v'zel l'shonim. Kevin she'en en nikoros, shem ha'gdol lehi hoizah shal isur, u'sha'ochal yisrael es ha'rishonah, shem ha'hi hoizah shal isur, ben sha'ochal es ha'gdol ben sha'ol ha'ktana, ha'lo'omu rak mishtei nisur nikor, yikavari ro'o v'heter. U'biyavish biyavish lo mishkachas v'pobl b'shosh chatichas, ara shal isur, she'es ava b'shtayim heter, end quote. What does it mean? What did you say? See, he has a kasha. But she also afaktana after the chovaktan the mother shachmuter tafim he iser I am becoming a bottle barov according to the shoel then you follow rov binyan hide lo arbu bottle barov ella b'dehika vaday rov heter you have to have vaday rov heter abash ein a heter be vaday rov to shem agdol lehi a iser lo mikri klar rov. Melo after Maktano Isur lo botlo. Rov is only if it's a vadai. This is the pshat of the Rebbe Akiva Eger. That's his pshat. Okay. Second pshat. You want to see it inside in the pre begodim, the very beginning of his introduction to Hilchos Taruvos. Aleph. Is that what he found out last time? Aleph. Where is it? He found out last time. Aleph. Where? That's a long thing. Aleph. Where is it? Aleph, where? You found out the last time. Aleph. No? Anybody? I think Prak Vihine. Vihine Matsasi. Right? Oh, the Chacham Hashoah, the Chacham Gadol, Rash Bekalse. Okay, so he asked the B'kasha. Let's read it inside. Vine Chacham Hashoah. What do you ask the Kasha? Kev, the Abshalit Samson, Elo Mikri Yikvai Yisura Kedavor, Shem Agdola Shalet, Levein Kan Yisra Klal Avaktana, Ubat Li Barov. Yeah. So what did he answer? What did the Rashba answer? What did he answer? What did he answer? What is the answer? Iman had the betoch rov iser, nasa kulo iser, v'chayav kolachas mehen. That's the answer. That's the Rashi Tosas and Zvachim that Tzadiches. He quotes it somewhere in here. That's the pre-Megadim shot in the Rashba.
Now what happened?
The head that becomes iser. We mentioned it a little earlier today. If the head that becomes iser, then we understand very well why the Sholos Kasha is no Kasha. There's a third pshat, which again is quoted over here in the Sefer Megillah Sefer, a third interpretation on page Resh Lamed Ches. Yad Yehuda mevor de bi'acha v'agdol in the sheres asura, ein l'ktana b'malis batel, v'lo shayach lo de bit lebro v'chad soin, rak la b'yaktana, de bit lebro v'nyana shenosin din echel de kolat arubis, u'mir de yisra v'kavas din arov, ha'lo b'ofen sh'yev shal ha'atres kolat arubis, three pshatim in the words of Tshuva Sarashbo. Okay. Narabosai.
Can I explain
yeah.
What
the Yehuda Sefer's answer is? Not his answer. It's Yehuda's answer. Yehuda says, Bitl Barov means when you give the whole Tarovis, the din of the Rovis, the whole Tarovis will be Mutter. But saying that the smaller one is Mutter, but the bigger one is Asa, doesn't work. Can't work. It doesn't work that way. That's what he says. Fine.
Because it's separate, basically?
I'm sorry.
Because it's separate, so they can maintain...
Not because it's separate, because we can't even matter the whole thing. The only way we can say Bintle Rov can matter the whole thing. Halfway measures won't work. You can't even matter the whole thing. The whole kasha of the show was we should matter the smaller one, the manashah. The big one's going to be remain awesome. It's only two pieces altogether. Ad kan, his job. Fine. Now we're running out of time here. Let's see what we can do. So we know that mid mishay lamino yavish biyavish is asur. We assume it's midrabbanon, right? It's asur midrabbanon. Take a look over here in the shach sivkot tes kuf tes sivkot tes. Afil yavish biyavish tzarach shishin. There's a shach. Why? Kevin Mivash Nay Mitin Tam, Tur Bashem Sefer Truma. The Rosh really says it as well. Quotes Aran. Miut was around say. Kiamina Yosh Yosh had betrayed both Lafim and Rabbanon. Hani Mina Mimino. Came in the middle of the rice, I feel lach, palach, beruba, bottle, yeah. Loach, Rabbanon, be yosh. Toy Yev, sure, love, the Mason, they said the rice. Mimishen, I mean, no. The Malach, Malach, as in the boss of time on. If the Yavish Nami been in Shishim, Kegan, even Vashalu, O Lazy, they time on, I've used the rice, at Khan. What do you see from here? The Yavish, and also other bit of Rabbanon. Avshalom Amino, Ein Tzorot Shishim, B'yavish. Do you have some cloud and mason the Yisod or Raisa? That's what he says. That's what he says. A Chiddush. So he wants to say other things based upon this Nakuda. This Nakuda. Fine. Fine. That's what it says. Okay. The Shach says so. He said so. No, it's hard to argue with the Shach. He said so. Although one could argue that not even the Rambam never said that. The Rambam didn't say that. The Rambam made no distinctions between the Raisas and the Rabbonis. And the Shach basically is arguing with the Rambam. Arguing with the Rambam. Fine. The Yad Yehuda says, he thinks the Rambam is a Shitas Yochid. And according to other Rishonim, he thinks that there will be a problem. There's a Gzeir Min Bemino, Ot Min Meshen Bemino, B'Yavesh, same as Lach. And they read what he said to Rabbanon, they're all the same, like the Ramah against the Shach. And he quotes, he thinks that the Vilna Gaon has the same thing as well. The Vilna Gaon here, it's Yevkot on Ches. Alright? And Chilik b'chodeh as Ramah ben Yisrael, the Rabbanon or the Rai. So the Shach disagreed. And he said, the Lokah Gaon Sharidur, the Rabbanon Chabash Rebotel, etc. Or that we wouldn't be Machmeh so much. Fine, it's a great, a big machlokes, a big machlokes. The question against the Ran is, wait a second. The Ran says we're mekel because it cannot come to within the Raisa. Why can't it come to the Raisa? I'll take Yavshishin, very nice. I'll divide them in half and I'll cook them. I call the shloshim, so we come to the tanking of the Raisa. So the answer is given based on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that once they made a gzeir of shishim, people will realize there's a problem. They're not going to cook 30 separately. That's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. It's quoted over here by the more recent Svarim. Okay. They both say, oh, I'm out of time. Siv Beis. What does it say? Siv Beis. Mutar L'Harbos. We just read it before. Why Mutar L'Harbos? Because I invited the Sanchil to start the Shia today. No, there is no Isser over here. Why is there no Isser here? Because you're allowed to eat them one at a time. You can't call that an Isser. Right? I want to share with you some of the words we haven't quoted too much in the Baal HaShulchan today. This is the Baal HaShulchan, the Biurim, the Ramaskel, the Im. Quotes the Vilna Gaon, Sivkot and Tess. The Gaon says, Yavesh be Yavesh. What did the Shulchan Aruch say? In Bishna B'Yachad, it's going to be awesome. Gives two reasons. The first, the Raj B'Lashita. So, Tam Heter Mishim Nicholecha Marmina Zel Heter, right? You need A, B, and C, B, C, and A. To put them together, you're in trouble. Ma'ashek and Kashan Hostam Bichkulam. Afemina Zel Mikhova Kom Shishim Drabona, automatically fine. That's one. So far, so good. But then he says a whole different word. A Likut, two Likut. Trubus Perakei Mishnah Tess. Okay. Afa Gavshik for this battle. Chozel Yisuro. Here we go again. Chozel Menir. So the Baal HaShulchan said two separate and distinct reasons over here which are given in the Vilna Gaon. Two separate reasons. And they can have big ramifications over here as well. Read you what he says over here. It's Simon Kuf Tes. The Ramaskel for him. Reading it to you. Biurim, yeah. Biurim. If you brought to Levash and Yachad, it's a page Kuf. He's a remember page Kuf. It's easy to remember. He quotes the reason. There's no Issa. Kolachal Mutu Bifniyatsko. Yesh Tohar. He said earlier that Issa Bishul Yachad he talking to Trey Tami. One, because afterwards you're eating three together. The Vilna Gaon. A second, with the Bishul Ketarobas Lach Polach Lachozer Issa Venir. says he as follows. The second reason we understand very well, the Rambam. Now, the Isser is the Matam Shal Bittul, the Akata Yavish B'Yavishu, the Vimutul Hosef Alav, the Flesh of Hishtana, the Oslach Malach, Yishor Be'Teil. It's not about the Isser. Adram, Ose Shalom Yavis Al Demeri Isser. It's already Mutul. But according to the Tamarishin, to Ose Lech Oshlosh Dem Yachad, Af Shem Yavish B'Yavish. Why? Kev and Sha'ochel Vara Yisr, for Isser Zeh, to eat all three together, Kvoch Chal Akshov, that's a very interesting question. The question is a very, very interesting question.
What's the question?
If you learn pshat, the second pshat of the Vilna Gaon, at the problem, if you cook it together, it's chozer v'nir. Right now it's dormant. There's no issue in the world at all. So therefore, there's no issue about this chatchila. According to the first pshat in the Gro, there always was an issur, eat three of them together. That was never mutter. Now you've aviated that Isser through Bittul. How can you do that? That's his question. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting question, Rabbi Osai.
That wouldn't just be what the Xeris HaKosav
is. One more time.
Xeris HaKosav,
I mean, everybody's Tzatchila is a Dinder Rabbonim. You can't shlug it up from Xeris HaKosav. That's for sure now. We assume it's the Rabbanan. So the question is...
That's what the Rush holds, no?
I understand. But the question is, so there is an Isser, there is an Isser to eat them together, let's say Ein Rabbanan is Techila, on that Isser. That's his question. I think it's a legitimate question. So he gives an interesting answer. I like his answer too. He says, Keva the Akshav for Chal Olav Torah's Bitl, L'inyan Achilas Kolechem Bifnei Atzmo, Mihas, for Ibi Achishim, ain't all the most of the Koach HaBittel. Now I can eat them all together. Well, Nesek Yagadah can then bitl Yisur, and the Gosud was there, Shemachadish Torah's Bittel, Mashlohoyol of Torah's Bittel, Klal, Kain Yerol. I thought it's a good question. I think it's a good answer. But I have a question, she doesn't answer. Ha Teirach, according to the Levush, the Rebbeis Meir, Lom Ba'otz Ruchal Chom, Levat Yisra, Lumbine Shech Choshashu, Shemi Hempel Adon Devatlo Hatir Yikav Yisemenov Yovelach Naaf Shelo Bittul. We understand that, okay? This love, this works. The only Torah is Bittul already. It's okay. But according to the Ad Yehuda, we mentioned earlier today about the Rashba and the Shuk Mechabes Tzadi Tesef Zayin. Hatam Lamos Shachom Levat Isu Mishum. The Shem Alo Yidakte Kol Atzarech Mishir Bittulo Fi Yovel Devatlo Pogas Mikadei Shir Bittul Kosher Lamin. This is a great kasha. Maybe we can answer that the only time they were worried about a mistake is if it's a chashash d'oraisa. Just as the Taz said it's a contest of love, he's worried about against the Rashba because of his chashash. He doesn't like the whole story. But when it comes to the Rabbanon, he's more than a Daka B'Shefa is okay. Yeah, I'm wrong, because you're Barsho, etc. Here too, with the Bamin Bimino, there's no Kshasha Vidoraisa. That could be a pshat to answer his very good question that is mentioned over here. Fine. Rabosai, we're really out of time. Let me just mention two more things that we spoke about that we can't talk about now. Both were quoted from Rabbi Shechter Shalita. One is this whole piece of B'ikvei Atzon about the famous question of with respect to Kalim, with the whole question of the Or Sameach, and I'm just making reference to it because I can't really go into it right now, but you can look it up. Rabbi Shechter Shita Sefer from Kuf Me'amal to Memches, and I brought the Bikvei Atzon with me. I thought I'd have time to go into it with you, but unfortunately, I don't really have the time to go into it. He goes to the Gemara Avodah Zarah, the last time I involved, Gzer Enim Ben Yomo, Otim Ben Yomo. When you make that gezeira, you may make a mistake. Da'akum b'shefa, that's the pshat in the Gemara that I involve. That's where it comes from. And he has a very beautiful chiddush that although the Rashba l'shitaso holds, if you cook the kli she'enei ben yomo, it's even also with the Rabbanan and b'di'evet, even b'di'evet toso, because that's all part of the Sanatkila. We don't pass them that way. So Tzodek HaGon and Moshe Feinstein will pass it against that Rashba. We don't pass them like that Rashba either. We're machmir against the Rashba and Simon Sadi Tesiv Zayin. So we can be mekel against the Rashba as far as his Chiddush Nifla, that if you use the cliche of Ben Yomo, it's also in Midi Yemen. That's Rabbi Shepard Shita's main Chiddush. His main Chiddush. And he throws in a cliche ain't Mavashman, though. We can be mekel, right? Ain't Ben Yomo. Where do you get it from? From the Orson Meach. Because the Gemara says, Tam Kikar is the Rabbanon. So Gula Minyan is what we call a Chiddush. What kind of Chiddush? What's an Orson Meach? Maybe the Chiddush of Gula Minyan, even though the food can be mutter, for one of two reasons. Tam Kikar is the Rabbanon, or not Banati Suat Rabbanon. Dirty word, we can't tell yet, but that's Rav Shecht has in the parentheses over there. And there was some new Isser. Not to use it. The shtamshus was there. Not the tzona, it's not called the shtamshus. And therefore he explained that's why klisha mevashenbo, they have made exera of ena benyoma to benyoma. Kein dorais of tikkun, is an isa levashel, even though the food will not be usher b'diyev. The last thing we're going to talk about just yesterday is the milk. What was that? It was Thursday. Milk. Rav Shefter Shlita, I didn't mention his name on Thursday, but he was one of the people who also was not so happy with the milk. Because statistically, the milk is certainly going to be a problem. It's not going to be bottled with a b'shishin for sure, not statistically. But the Ma'aseh Mechava is against that. In the case of the cheese, we have one is trefa, and the 60 others is bottled. I have one of the 60 is also going to be trefa, come on. So we say that halacha does not follow statistics. That's why I wanted to conclude with that. And Rav Moshe says, a strong people don't think so about the statistics. And that we're the mice that we hold that milk is mut, even though some folks think milk is awesome as man is there, because they mix it so many cows together. We'll stop here. Wish everybody a Gemara Chasim Batova. Mark, what's the Baskona? Is there a vote? Did the vote come in yet?
Sunday.
So the
Chinevi
is Sunday?
If you want to know that veggie something
moves
forward on Thursday.
Well, what I do is just twiddle my thumbs. Well, we'll go, whatever we'll say will not be on the Chinevi. That's what you want to know. Okay.
Should I discuss the medicine that they're giving?
Yeah, that's what I plan to do.
We need every time to go forward and some cook.
Okay, we won't do cook, we'll just do medicines and we'll have partial shavua. How's that? Okay? Good. Baruch Hashem Tov, Baruch Chag Sameach. We got to move. Baruch Hashem right now.